Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Dave Uram. Here's what's happening. Joe Biden has won Tuesday's Democratic presidential primaries in New Jersey and Delaware. President Trump picked up the Republican primary in Delaware. New Jersey's already late primary got pushed a month later because of the COVID-19 pandemic, and Democratic Governor Phil Murphy mandated that the election take place mostly by mail-in ballots. And Cory Booker has won the Democratic Senate primary in New Jersey. New COVID-19 cases in Philadelphia have stabilized, according to city officials, but they are in no hurry to relax restrictions on indoor dining. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Considering that cases are climbing in other parts of the region and most of the state and are higher than New York at its peak in some parts of the country, the fact that Philadelphia is still averaging about 110 new cases a day is not unwelcome news, but Health Commissioner Tom Farley says it's also not time to drop precautions.
I think in view of the increases all around us that we need to be very cautious right now. I'm in no hurry to open up restaurants for indoor dining, which appear to be an important site for transmission elsewhere.
Delaware is one place where new cases have crossed the threshold into a high incidence area. The city has asked people coming from high incidence areas to quarantine for 2 weeks, but Dr. Farley says that doesn't apply to Delaware at this time. Bucks County officials say a big chunk of new COVID-19 cases were from people who traveled out of state, but the county's health director says common sense, not quarantines, is what's needed to keep people safe. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Bucks County's Dr. David Damsker says over a four-day period, they had 103 new active cases. He says 50 of those were picked up out of state, many in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Right now, traveling to those states, you're taking a little bit of a risk because the prevalence is so much higher.
Damsker says people should try to postpone any travel to states seeing spikes in cases. He says if you have to go,
be really careful when you're there. Continue to wear your mask and sanitize. Don't go to bars. Don't go to any kind of large gatherings.
Damsker says he doesn't see a need for widespread quarantine from certain states. Instead, he says if people follow what he calls a modified quarantine after travel, they should be fine.
Damsker says the silver lining is the vast majority of the recent cases in Bucks County and the new cases across the country are in younger people with mostly mild symptoms. But he says as people get used to universal masking and the normal precautions, we can get back to more activities, understanding there are going to be a baseline of new cases, but he says that's no reason to panic. With a surge in gun violence, 214 homicide victims, more than 900 shooting victims amid the pandemic, and a national call to defund police departments, the city's top cop spoke with KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson about why she says the last few months have been, quote, an imperfect storm.
Police Commissioner Daniel Outlaw says the spike in gun violence paralleled the stay-at-home order, as many shooters are seeking out their victims who are home. Some are re-offenders.
There's a lot of disputes over social media beefs, territory. There's a lot of people getting out of prison that are seeking to reclaim their territories.
She says cops have been reactive rather than proactive as officers are handling protests and unrest in the city.
I don't even want to call it a perfect storm because it's not perfect. It's an imperfect storm of a whole bunch of things happening at once that are very uncomfortable.
With calls to defund the police, Outlaw says most police officers agree. They are handling too many calls such as suicides, overdoses, even noise violations. But she rejects any notion to tear apart the department as Philadelphians continue to be killed daily. For the full conversation with the police commissioner and her plan to combat gun violence, download the radio.com app. Temple University's president is stepping down next year. Richard Englert says he will retire in 2021 after more than four decades with Temple. The 74-year-old took over as acting president in 2016 after Neil Theobald was let go over budget and personnel issues. Englert became the permanent president later that year. He served numerous positions over his tenure, including multiple deanships, acting athletic director, and chief of staff to the late Peter Liacouras, for whom the Liacouras Center is named. That's the All Local, presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Dave Uram. Listen anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.